locally, in the budget, funding was committed to progress the major Mooloola River interchange project, along with the Caloundra congestion busting plan and the Wave public transport system. There was also money for new police and fire and rescue stations, including at Biwa, Gympie South and Caloundra, and for CCTV and a police beat in Nambour. Also in the budget, $10 million for improvements to Kawana Waters Surf Lifesaving Club, and Mayor Rosanna Natoli has welcomed the $10 million to be shared between Toowoomba and the Sunshine Coast for two new manufacturing hubs.
We'd been talking with our manufacturing industry about how important this really was for our industry, which is quite exciting and incredible on the Sunshine Coast, the sorts of things that we manufacture here. So that's really great to see. Plus, the turbine project in Caloundra has received $6.8 million to activate that project. And that's going to really deliver significant jobs and economic benefits.
While Queensland's peak housing body wants more first home buyers to build, not buy, it follows a $165 million boost in the state budget, offering up to 30% equity for new builds and 25% for existing homes. Q Shelter CEO Fiona Kalina says while the support is welcome, more incentives for existing homes could push prices even higher.
Sometimes when you have more money to spend in the housing market, it can cause a surge in demand when the supply just isn't there and can inadvertently skew property values or inflate property values.
The average house price in Maroochydore right now is $1.14 million, and in what's considered more affordable, Baringa in Aura has houses priced around $832,000. Briefly, some smoke around northern parts of the Sunshine Coast today, up to Rainbow Beach, with Queensland Parks and Wildlife officers set to start a large hazard reduction burn within the Great Sandy National Park. And Sunshine Coast Council is very close to releasing its proposed new planning scheme for community feedback. The new document sets out proposed zones, building heights, design standards and much more for the future. And for the first time, the plan will be web-based, making it easier to explore interactive maps and search your home address to find out what the proposed planning scheme means for you and your local area.